those of us who are here, can we just take 30 seconds to land in ourselves? There was a very intense technological presentation. This will be different. Do you want to just put away everything? And if you're okay with that, close your eyes and just listen to this sound. This is one of the most integral composers that we had. He passed away about 10 years ago. And I would just invite you to listen to the beginning of Beautiful Song of Oblivion. So just close your eyes and take a couple of breaths. Slowly come back to your body, to yourself, to your personal experience of being here. You feel a difference? Yes. Thank you for joining that. Bettina and I will be leading this workshop. They asked us to say our names for the record. So my name is Jan Artem Henriksen. I'm one of the co-founders of Self Leaders and Value Smash.
My name is Bettina Geigen. I'm a Self Leaders facilitator based in Brussels.
So today we're going to have 20 minutes to reflect. Let's see if we can get this one to show also. So Self Leaders is a small Swedish company with about 18 employers employed locally in Sweden, and we have representatives over the world. And our vision is a world where all are leaders. And we've been working for about 10 years with that. And the last 2 years, we realized that the tools that we have been using to create good leadership and help people grow has been a little bit of the old paradigm. So we have created our own digital tools, and you will get the chance to test them out. And once doing that, we also realized that the same tools for mapping values that we have been using in leadership work, we could be using for creating matches between people in values. And that can be in mentorship, and like in Stockholm School of Economics, the mentorship program, we match the mentors with their adepts, but also in conferences, like in CIMA, but also in dating. So basically love relationships. So there's a new company starting, also named the Values Match. And we're going to give you a little bit of a theoretical introduction. I'm going to give you one reflection about the meta model, how we work with values. How many here have worked with values, either personal values or organizational values? How many have an experience of that? Almost all of us. So we're going to see if we can get some new insights from that. Bettina is going to guide you through some research slides around what is happening around value shifts in the world and how we have the old paradigm of working with values in organizations versus the new one. How can you do it much more effectively in a way where we create more motivation and more insights? And then I'm going to show you some slides about some of the results that we have seen applying Self-Leaders and Values Match methodology. And those of you who are interested, you will be able to do the values mapping somewhere during the day. And if you want, you can show up tonight. Is that okay, like in general? So here we have ourselves in the middle, and we're all part of different systems outside of ourselves. And that, of course, we know. In many organizations, we have had 3 or 5 values that we wanted to somehow affect the behavior of the people here. I'm interested in psychology and adult development. And roughly, you could say that there is three layers within that we can see on what level are we working. And the first layer, of course, what connects the outer and inner system is the behavior. And I could ask you, like, what are you feeling right now? And you could all get hold of the emotion. Are you tired? Are you bored? Are you angry? Are you hot? And you could get hold of your thoughts. What are your thoughts, emotions, mental, physical, and emotional components? Then psychologists has for 30 years been trying to understand people deeper. And how many here have done a personality test in their lives? Yeah, you can't avoid guys like me, like giving you a color. You're red, you're blue, you're yellow, or like a combination of letters, or the trait, saying you're this on intellectual openness or extroversion or whatever. So for 30 years, we have been trying to push it into the domain of personality, which has been great. People are much more aware of their strengths, their weaknesses, and their patterns in how we tackle life. But what some researchers at Harvard 10 years ago started saying quite strongly is that, you know, there's another level here. Once a human being becomes conscious about our own personality and our patterns, and many of us are getting there, we can have a choice much more how to act in each situation. And that choice can be values-based. So we all have conscious or unconscious values that we get from our experiences. And what we can see in the research is that personality is not as stable as we thought. As people get more and more conscious, they choose to create themselves. You recognize that? The self-authoring perspective. We author ourselves, we create our lives, our relationships, the way that feels meaningful for us. So we're going to talk a little bit about this connection, about our personal values, how this can help leaders grow, how this can help us lead ourselves better, working with ourselves, but also talking a little bit about what is happening with values in the world and in the organizations when we work trying to implement values. So we're going to try to do that in about this 15 minutes that we have less. Yes. So, Bettina.
Hi, thank you. So I'll just follow up on the question of the values. So did any of you see this value map, this map, actually, of the world?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So it's a study that's being done, I think, every 5 years, all over the world, 100,000 of...
Come closer, those of you who want to see.
So basically it shows here on the horizontal axis, you see a shift from more survival-oriented to more self-expression-oriented values. And here... the traditional values like religion and other military, etc., to more rational, secular-oriented values. And yeah, what is it? What you're seeing here? Obviously, I mean, they're from Sweden, right? Mm-hmm. So Sweden is right up there. And what does it mean? What does it mean actually? Mm. It means people here are extremely interested in self-expression, and they are holding very secular values, and that's a good thing. And there's a downside to it, which is you have to decide on every little thing every day, 24 hours. And so that really creates anxiety, stress. And so what it means is some kind of inner compass that you can sort of hold on to. And you also see that these, you see obviously differences in rural and urban areas. You see differences in more educated, academic people. So, but generally speaking, if you look at the development of this slide, it all sort of moves. We all in the Western world are moving towards more self-expression and less religious values. And then this is another very interesting slide, which then connects to the work in the organizations on work engagement. And so this is also a study that you can see the reference of. And the question that people asked, the researchers asked, was, we're all working with, most companies have organizational values. So, and the idea is that, yeah, if I know my organizational values, everything's fine, right? So they asked this question as well to a lot of employees. And guess what they came up with? What do you think? If you are aware of, you're not aware of your personal values, and you're aware of your organizational values, will it make any difference?
No.
That's a wise crowd here. Most people in the HR community are like, yes, let's push the organizational values.
Yes, because this is where it's usually coming from. Yeah, everyone would say, yeah, sure. So it really does make a difference. If you don't know your personal values, it really doesn't matter if you know the organizational ones in terms of engagement. And then, obviously, if you go get clarity about personal values, your inner compass, you can relate a lot better, even in the absence of organizational values. And then, of course, there you can make the match. And this is where usually this work, if you had more time, would go to match personal and organizational values. I think I'll pass back to you.
Thank you. So these two slides, basically, for me, that this shifted my paradigm. First of all, when I realized, and what Ken was talking about yesterday, is that in most countries, we're losing religion. Sweden has the least religion in the world. If it's 11%, usually in Sweden it's like 2%. And that creates a vacuum. It creates anxiety, and what do I do with my life? These big questions show up. And this is happening everywhere in the world. Sweden is the most extreme country in that sense. No war for more than 200 years. But if you look at Boston and New York, we're working, same thing. And the second part, we had been working in the wrong way with values. I mean, the first wave of values work was the code of conduct. It's basically the Bible or the Quran. Here is from the company how you're supposed to behave. And then they realized this is bullshit. Nobody even reads that stuff. So then we came to the second paradigm of values work, and that's let's push the three values down the organization, and the more we print them on T-shirts on the wall, the more engagement we will have. Some companies do it properly, like IKEA. They really involve the people. They make workshops. But there is a much more efficient way of working with values. If we look at motivational psychology and we look at adult development, so what's happening here is saying, if we first ask the question for individuals, what is your values? What do you personally really care about? And most people have no clue. They have a good idea of their strengths and weaknesses, but if we stop somebody, maybe not on this conference, but on the street here, and we say, what are your 5 or 10 most important values? They won't know. If we ask people first what they truly care about, and then ask them to link what they care about to the three values of organization, we can have incredible effects in motivation. And I'll show you a little bit about that, and then give you the opportunity of doing the values tree. So basically, we have been working with a model that we call the values tree, where we have created a digital app where we help people to map some of their most important values on different levels. In the roots, what do I need to recharge? Basically, many of us integral people who are so world-centric or even cosmos-centric, we forget about taking care of our basic needs. And becoming clear on that, what is important for me here in the roots? We all have them. Then values about self-expression. Where am I in my center? When do I feel the best? And then what do I want to contribute with to the world? And helping all the people, no matter their consciousness level, to find the tree. Because all people have values. For many, they're not conscious. And many people act upon expectations of others or loyalties or so on. But just becoming aware of our values, we see differences in motivation. And we have been doing this in Sweden for 10 years. The last year we have gone globally. So we now, Bettina is working in Brussels with this. We have representatives in Berlin, in London, in New York. And we're looking for more people. But some of the cases we have are Swedish organizations that are global, that have taken this out in the world, like Spotify, like iSettle, like Telia. Telia is a Swedish company with 21,000 people, employees. And I would like to show you how they have been using this. And what we have done at Telia is that we have done a train the trainers. So there's a two-day program where they learn to use the app and the value stream model and get some theory. And then they go out into the organizations and work with that. And what Telia has done is we have condensed it into a half-day workshop around values. So they offer all their employees a half-day workshop to reflect upon their own values and talk about how do we want to contribute to the whole. And basically, Telia is saying that our people recipe is developing self-leaders, is to create as much self-leadership as we can in our organization, in this agile world, the VUCA. So we need people who know their personal values, but then can relate to the three of their care simplify that they have together. They want every employee to have a purpose, to, based on their values tree, define their own purpose. And there's a workshop for that. And then they want them to clarify, of course, their ambitions in work and co-create together. And so they looked last year at the people who got gone through this workshop for half a day compared to the people who haven't in their employee survey. And there is 5,000 people in Telia who has gone through this process. Do you think there was a difference?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be standing here otherwise, would I? So what they saw, they measured 6 strategic areas. And imagine that this is a half-day transformational workshop, but still a half-day workshop. And they could see an effect on all their 6 levels of measurement that they're doing, just for people participating. So in average, this is the employer happiness index. You could say they have a happiness index of 78 on average. And those who participate in the workshop has an average level of 83. They feel much more grounded in themselves. They feel seen by the colleagues. They feel more connection. This doesn't stay forever. Half year later, the result goes down. But still, half year later, we can measure the results. There's still an effect. So of course, it's something we need to work with. And we can see the effect on all levels. Sometimes 10 points of difference, like how proud they are of the company, how much they feel that their work is influenced by Telia values. But there's also some negative effects. They become more critical towards their leaders. They say, you know, my manager doesn't actively seek feedback, and he's not good at giving me appreciation when I do some stuff. Mm-hmm. So they become much more aware and demanding also towards the leaders. So what we'd like you to do is, we have a bit more time this evening, so we'd like to invite you to make a values reflection that takes about 10 minutes on your phone or on your computer. And for that, if we can be disciplined enough to bring up our phone, but only for one reason, and that is to go to this website, app.selfleaders.com. If you have your phone, do it now so we can help you just to log in so you can know how this works. And then you will need to enter a magic code, because of course usually we charge for this in companies and so. So there is a little button saying here, enter code. And then you will, when you press the start button, you will be able to do the reflection. And you don't have to do it now, but enter it. And we'll ask you to finish it before 6 o'clock, because then you could get a values friend here at the conference. Yes? Yes, you can find it in the email, in the Find Your Soulmate email. If you've done it, you have it. Yeah, so then you would see your values tree. And basically what we will do tonight, let's just log in, all of us. Let's take 30 seconds for that. If you have questions, raise your hand, Bettina and I will.
Password is a user code.
No, just that magic code.
So you need to...
Get started. Yes,
so if you press get started, then you're on your own.
Does it time out at some point?
No.
No?
No, you're at the web page, so you need to write app.selfleaders.com, so just that address. Yeah, you can redo the ranking at any time. So basically, if you press here, you can to redo pre-reflection, so you can change your values. Okay, did most people get it working? So basically, what we want you to do, that we have, I mean, we're representing two companies. The first one is, once you have mapped your values, is to live your values. Because in consciousness development, if we look at some of the leading experts, Ken is one of them, but also Bill Torbert, Bob Keegan, and so on. So 30 seconds, if that's okay. Living your values is one of the most important way of growing as a leader, because after a while, you will also realize the limitations of your own value system, and that will take you beyond the just self-authoring. And the second part is, there is lots of research showing that if you share values with a person, we meet so many people who are different, and that's good for us also. We grow through that. But by meeting somebody who can really see us and our intentions and what is important for us, that creates a sense of being home, of being recognized, and then we also can stretch and take perspectives and really understand other people's values. We have done that in many organizations. There is also a dating app that is being built with some of the biggest Swedish entrepreneurs financing it. It's not official yet, but in June we will go out with a press release. It's some of the most famous Swedish entrepreneurs that think that this can be the next large thing. And this, in relationships of sharing values with somebody and talking about your shared values, what we're going to do today, we hope you want to experience that. And we hope you want to invite some of your friends and colleagues to do the reflection and show up. We'll just pair you up or put the papers up with the different names so you can find each other and talk about values. And there's a process to it that we will introduce. And both Bettina and I are dancers, so we want to go out and dance.
So just come with a value tree done. We can do the matching. We can show you the exercise, and we will all go off to dance.
Yes. So 8 o'clock sharp. Like 8 o'clock here. Bring a friend. We'll remove the chairs. I think there will be, there's about 70 people who have done it now, so I think there could be a crowd, but let's do that. We'll communicate all the matches.
And if you can, pass on the word, because in the program now they put 8:30 for the dinner thing. So the earlier you can be here,
At 8 we start, if you can come a bit
the
before.
The more time you have for the bat.
Yes.
Maybe you should move to another room with 70 people already.
Maybe we should do that. Let's talk to the organizers.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good idea. Thank you. Yes, we can send the slides. So thank you. Our time is out. Thank you very much. You can stay and talk with us afterwards.
Thank you.